Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, March 1st, 2006. Today's message is titled, We're Not Home Yet. And the scripture text is from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1.
Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands.
Early in the last century, an old missionary couple who had been working in Africa for many years returned to America to retire. With no pension and broken in health, they were discouraged and somewhat fearful of the future. They happened to be booked on the same ship as Teddy Roosevelt, who was returning from a big game hunting expedition. They watched the passengers trying to glimpse the great man, the crew fussing over him. At the dock in New York, a band was waiting to greet the president, but the missionary couple slipped off the ship unnoticed. That night, the man's spirit broke. He said to his wife, I can't take this. God is not treating us fairly. His wife suggested he go in the bedroom and tell the Lord. A short time later, he came out with a face completely changed. His wife asked, Dear, what happened? The Lord settled it with me, he said. I told him how bitter I was that the president should receive this tremendous homecoming when no one met us as we returned home. And when I finished, it seemed as though the Lord put his hand on my shoulder and simply said, But you're not home yet. Several years ago, we visited Eureka Springs, Arkansas, and visited an art gallery with an original works presented by artist Ron Viciani, who happens to be one of my favorite Christian artists. And on our website today, there is a little picture, an image of one of my favorite pieces of his art titled Safely Home. This touches my heart today as I reflect on our eternal home and future homecoming. In the daily text, the Apostle Paul is speaking of our temporary situation. Again, he writes, Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. That's a good verse to hide deep in the heart. Elsewhere in Scripture we read, For here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for the city that is to come. The Apostle James describes this temporary situation quite graphically. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. It's interesting that in the daily text, Paul speaks of the earthly tent, which underscores the temporariness of our present life. The commentary makes this observation. The figure of a tent picturing the human body suggests impermanence and insecurity. It is a common picture of earthly life and its setting in the body. However, our future abode is described as a building from God, an eternal house in heaven. The ongoing challenge for all of us is not driving the stakes in too deep in this present tent. We are not home yet. Thus, we must take care of not getting too settled or comfortable. That's particularly true for those of us who live in relative affluence, which can be such a seducing trap. One day, we will be transferred to our permanent home. Our future home is a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Wow, what a description that defies our limited imagination. Today, may this description encourage those whose loved ones have departed from their earthly existence. May it also encourage those dealing with ongoing physical affliction or situations in this life that seem so broken. Certainly, may we all remember this as we see the continuing groaning of the whole creation right up to the present time. Fellow believer, today, let us stand firm in our faith. Remember, we're not home yet.
Jesus, so many of my ongoing frustrations and disappointments are a result of limiting my vision to this life only. My eternal existence in a heavenly dwelling fills me with hope that is not fleeting or circumstantial, but is fixed upon a future time and place. Keep my feet from traveling on roads that lead to nowhere, but seem easy and quick to travel. Enable me to loosen my grip on this life so that I will arrive safely home in the everlasting life to come.
Amen. Thank you, Roxine, for sharing that prayer with us today. Well, we are Stephen and Roxine Weber. We write from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, the south central part of the state. It's a beautiful, beautiful day here. It's the first day of March, of course. And we just point out our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Today there are a number of additional resources on the website or email post if you click from there today. I want to point out that early reading regarding the missionary was from a devotional book titled My Time with God. Also, I have a reference here to a book written by author Randy Alcorn, a book titled Safely Home, and there's an excerpt of that book posted on the website today, a link to it. Also, a couple of the links to artist Ron Disiani's artwork, if you'd like to read. And final perspective today, several years ago, a friend of mine lost his father. He wrote this note to me following the funeral service. Yes, I do remember getting to spend a few moments talking with you around the time we all said goodbye to Dad. You know, at first I would say, I lost my father. But in reality, when you lose something, you don't know where it is. Well, I know where my father is. So now I don't say, I lost my father. Now I say, my dad recently moved into his mansion. It not only helps me to keep things in perspective, but it has really helped open up dialogue to individuals who don't yet know Christ. That is a great perspective. Well, we're not home yet, dear podcast listener today, and I just urge you to stay faithful to the Lord, and may you be encouraged in your walk today.